Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show. Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. With tonight's guest, actor, writer, improviser, Andy Goldberg. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars and musical guest, Privé Earth. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am excited about this show because we're going to talk about one of the things that I like to talk about most, and that is improv. And it's interesting because my background isn't in improv as far as comedy or acting is concerned, though I've certainly taken classes, et cetera, et cetera. But it's something that I feel like I've been doing all of my life, especially when I was a child. But I was more conscious of it when I was a child, but all of my life. And technically, I'm not the only one. As I look at the world now as a life coach, I think, wait a minute, we're all doing it. And we all should know how to do it better. And I'll explain myself in a little bit. But that's how the Life Improvement Workshop came to be. So I'm going to tell a little bit about on myself, actually. Just a couple weeks ago, I was invited to do a play reading, and it was a two-man play. And I didn't have too much time to rehearse and to read through the play. I knew it would be script in hand, and I knew it would be okay. But I had read through the play, and I went to rehearsal, and the person I was working with in the middle of the reading, the rehearsal, said to me, "You haven't read this play." And that, my friends, is an improv moment, because at that moment, I could have thrown the play at him for insulting me like that. I could have gotten upset. Really, I could have walked away and said some bad word. I could have said, "Here, you just do it by yourself." Or I could have said, "How dare you?" I could have said so many things, but instead I chose to say, "Well, what would make you say that?" And he said, "The way you're acting." And that, my friends, is another opportunity for an improv moment, because he was giving me many opportunities to turn against him or to get upset. And I just said, "You know, actually, it'll be fine during rehearsal." I mean, during the quote unquote performance. And so we continued, and he had many other things to say, to the point where I almost went into one of these other things I could have said. But I have literally practiced all these other things, these things that what's another way of saying this? What's another way of expressing myself? This is how I work with my clients. This is what we do in Life Improvement Workshop. And I was being so proud of myself. So we did the play in front of a large audience, actually, and they all stood up and applauded afterwards. And many of them came up to me and said, "You were so amazing." And I just said, "You know, thank you." And I said, "Well," and he did a great job. And the man at one point turned to me, and I said, "And I'd love to do this again." And the man in front of audience members and his family members and my fans said, "So you could show me up again?" And that, my friend, is another opportunity for an improv moment. And I took that moment to just look at him and smile, not as a "I told you so" or "I did that on purpose." And I said, "You did a great job, and I'd love to do this with you again." And I turned around and walked away. So that, to me, is a cute example of improv moments and what we could do with the skills that we develop around them. So improv is very important. And so today we actually have the man who wrote the book on improv. As a matter of fact, it's called Improv Comedy, where he at least, he rather has been teaching this for like 30 years or something. So, and a lot of famous people, and so many people have gone through his courses. So I can't wait to discuss improv with Andy Goldberg, and a little later on, music by Privé Earth. This is a great show. So glad you're with us. I'm Filippo Voltaggio. We'll be back with our co-host Mark Leger and our guest Andy Goldberg right after this on the Life Changes Show.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our co-host Mark Leger.
You know, after listening to that monologue, I think that maybe you need a compliment. So for our listeners that don't have video, I thought that I should share that you're wearing the puffy shirt today, and it looks fantastic. So anybody that's seen Seinfeld, Filippo's wearing the puffy shirt today. It looks fantastic. You wear it well.
I think there's an episode I have to watch of the puffy shirt. If I just Google Seinfeld puffy shirt.
Exactly.
There'll be this shirt.
Someone in the neighborhood. But funny. You always like our listeners to, you know, to know what's going on visually. So I thought I'd help out today.
And we're all going to be taking pictures afterwards. So we'll make sure we get enough of the puffy shirt that shows. But I hope you don't feel like I'm showing you up.
I'm improvising,
You're
actually.
Improvising.
But, you know, thinking of that story, you know, every major story in our lives or every moment of our lives, really, we'd like to say are improv moments. But it made me think about having my first, my only, but for some people, their first child. Mm. And there's no book and no advice that anybody gives you, you know, really can give you the true context of what you're about to step into. Mm. And you know, that to me was a reflection of listening to your story and just how many events that we move into that are complete improvisations. We really don't have a rule book to play from.
And even if there were, it would be helpful, but still.
Right. And it's an unlimited set of circumstances that we're playing with and ultimately improving and improvising from. And we're gonna learn from the master today. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, and I have to point out, I mean, being a life coach, it's not about me holding in all the things I would have rather said. I was, of course, making a joke, but in the life improvement workshop way we talk, it's like we don't know what's going through his head. The man is 89 years old. He might think he's going to be dying soon. This is the last time he got to get on stage. And, you know, there's so many things he's thinking of, I'm sure. Or he's just a cranky old person, but that's, I'm sorry for him. But I wasn't holding in or holding back. I actually have found different ways of dealing with it and didn't take it personally.
Well, this is why you are the master of change.
Thank you for that. with the puffy shirt, we might add.
Indeed.
And so our guest is Andy Goldberg. Along with everything that Mark said, he is the author of the improv comedy book. And I think it's in its 20th edition. And he is the director and founder of the legendary improvisational comedy troupe Off the Wall. Amongst many other things, we have our guest, Andy Goldberg. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Filippo, and hello, Mark. It's nice to be here. What are you doing? I'm actually Dr. Vernon Malone, Andy's therapist, and I'm here with him today because I've helped him improv and improve his life. And I thought I should be here.
Oh.
Okay, I'm taking over now. Sorry.
That caught me off guard. That was awesome.
Doctor, could you please move down the couch? Okay. Hi, sorry about that.
Knowing how you walked in here with your regular voice and then turning into who was
it? A few guests today.
Yeah, we got more than one guest in the room. So you actually, that I should mention that you do voiceovers. That's what
I do. I'm
in many voices.
Kind of made a living doing voiceover. Yeah,
and acting actually.
Acting, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
You have done so much. But before we get into all of that, I know we're all in the same. We feel the same about the using improv. As a matter of fact, some of your students have been non-actors or non-comedians, right?
Over the years, yeah. I've had dentists, real estate agents, attorneys. And, you know, like you're saying, we all improvise every day, all day. I mean, you have a conversation with a clerk in a store, you're improvising. I don't think you sit out in the car and write what you... I'd like some cream cheese, please. You know, so...
And even if you did write it down, something else could come up.
You know,
there's a follow-up book for you, Rehearsing for Sears.
Yes.
You can see it coming.
Like we're out of cream cheese.
I was checking out at a store one time, and I guess I made a joke or something, and the woman behind the counter goes, "Great, everybody's a comedian." And I wanted to go, no, but I am.
But I am.
I actually am.
You wanted to, but you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that would have been funny.
But we do improvise our lives every day, and you're right about that. So.
You should keep a couple of signed books with you just for
there
that kind of occasion.
Uh-huh. Here's my book.
Here's my book. I wrote the book. Right. Let's go from way at the beginning. What led you to find your path here, or was it improvisational to here?
Honestly,
yes.
The variety show for polio when I was a kid. I did not have polio, but we did a variety show in my backyard. I was probably 10 at the most, and we used the garage door for the curtain, and we did sketches, and you know. I was improvising. I didn't know it was called improv. And then I improvised in college, but I didn't know it was called improv. It wasn't until I came to L.A. that I found out what I was doing.
But you got me on the polio thing. Was that like to raise money? Like you
yeah.
Were, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's a great story.
You know, I think we raised not very much. We sold lemonade and charged a nickel to get, you know, that was back in the 1927.
No. So from your garage to the Love Boat, Laverne and Shirley, I mean, The Practice, The Goodbye Girl, Hill Street Blues. Stop me anytime. It's The Gary Shandling Show, Full House, The Bob Newhart Show. He's not going to stop me. Step by Step,
yeah, okay,
and Golden
so
Girls.
Stop. Stop. Yes,
no,
excuse
no,
me.
No,
could
stop,
you please stop him?
Okay, stop.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I came out here and I went into, they had an open mic night at some club on Melrose, and I brought my guitar and I sang a couple funny songs, and a woman named Dee Marcus came up to me and said, "I'm starting a group and I think you'd be good there." And I'd never really formally improvised, but I went to the workshop and she cast six people out of the workshop, and that was Off the Wall. That was 1975.
Oh, wow. Wow. And a lot of people have gone through that and then have gone on to do a
lot of people.
All kinds of stuff. And you're still teaching to this day. Now, I know that you've worked with... Okay, I'm going to stop doing... I'm not going to do this throughout the whole show, but I just have to say. Robin Williams, John Ritter, Gary Shanley, stop me anytime. Larry David, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, there's a list.
Jim Belushi.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston actually was in my class in the late 70s. And he was nice enough to give me a nice interview for the 20th anniversary edition of my book, which I published in 2012.
And our friend Rick Overton's in it too, I think, right? Or wrote something about the
yes,
book?
Yes, he's got a quote in the book. And Rick was never a member of Off the Wall just because he's so busy doing all kinds of things. But we have had him come guest with us many, many, many times because we love working with him.
He's awesome. Well, I'm loving this conversation. When we come back, we're going to talk about improv and what somebody actually experiences. Because one thing we've learned is people say, oh, I never thought I could do improv. And like we said, well, you're doing it right now. So how you actually coach people into through doing improv for the first time. And a little later on, we're going to have music by Privé Earth. This is such an exciting show. Thank you both for being with us. We'll be here... Thank you both, him and the doctor.
I thought you were just a musician.
Okay, we'll be right back.
He doesn't often thank me for being here, so that was
on the Life Changes
nice well.
Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leisure and our guest, Andy Goldberg, and whoever else he's with, whoever else he chooses to bring into the conversation. Is there anybody else in there?
Sure there is, but I don't think we have time, so I'm going to hog it to myself.
All right, when you teach improv, do you teach it as you, or does everybody come out to play?
No, I teach it as me.
Now you've been teaching regularly in Hollywood for a couple decades, or three decades.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's like two classes a week or something like that?
I just started the second class. I had always had just one class a week, and I've had the class in North Hollywood. That particular class has been running about 10 years, not far from here.
Yeah.
And then I just started this one in Culver City at the Fanatic Salon Theater.
Very cool.
On Monday nights, yeah.
And people can learn about that on Facebook?
Yeah.
Right? Andy Goldberg's Improv Comedy Workshop. That's Andy Goldberg's Improv Comedy Workshops. I think by the time they get there, something will come up that'll say,
hopefully.
Click here. So between Improv Comedy, the book, which, by the way, is available on Amazon, and like I said, is in the updated 20th anniversary edition.
Yeah.
Between that and the class, what do people need to know about improv just starting out? Or what will they get from those two sources just starting out?
Well, the two main rules of improv are yes and don't deny, which are really kind of the same rule, which is that you accept what is given to you and you add on to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main part of improv. And it's
easier said than done.
Yeah, I guess it is, because the first thing people want to do is be argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say you can't have conflict. You should have conflict if you're going to have an improv scene.
Mm-hmm.
Just like any dramatic scene in a movie or a TV show, there should be conflict. Mm. But yes, there's a tendency either to just talk too much so the other person can't get a word in edgewise, or to be argumentative. Somebody say, hey, yes, I'd like to buy a bicycle or something. And they go, oh, we don't have any bicycles.
Mm.
Okay, but that stops the scene.
Mm. Right, right.
So it's more like, yes, and I can show you some of these. Are you looking for a girl's bike or a boy's bike or you know, whatever?
This, to me, is like the fundamentals of conversation.
Well, it's like what you were talking about. That guy said something to you, and you could have started a fight with him.
Mm.
But it was, you know, it just kind of made sense to say, and what makes you think that, you know?
Mm. Or I literally could have said, yes, and, you know, you're an idiot.
Yes. Or yes, and why don't you wait until I do the performance and then make your judgment?
So it's really a matter of practice, right? Because people aren't going to get it the first time.
No.
Or the second or the third.
No, I mean, some people have more of an ability toward it than others. A lot of it is just being in the moment.
Mm, let's talk about that.
I think that's the biggest part of it. I have someone in my class now who seems to be scattered. And he's having trouble with it, you know? And I said, you really need to focus. You need to just concentrate on only this scene and your scene partner and what the scene is about. You can't be thinking about, you know, what you're going to do later or, my career was great 10 years ago in the middle of that scene, you know?
Yeah.
You just have to be in the moment just like you are in real life. It's no fun to have a conversation with a person, even at a party, if they're not connected with you in the moment.
True. You'll have people looking around and seeing if there's anybody else.
Exactly. More important they want to talk to. By the way, is there another radio show down the hall?
There's one next door.
Just kidding.
Is there somebody else in there that we could talk to?
I don't know. Let me see if I can find him.
So what are some of the common mistakes people make? I understand being distracted, and I understand saying no and stopping the scene. But I think giving an example of things that people do in class might give them an understanding of something that people do in their life. They might want to think about
that. Yeah. Well, I mentioned the talking too much.
Yes.
Also, if you're at a party, you want to have a conversation with somebody. You don't want to just listen to them talk for 20 minutes, you know?
Mm.
And that's what people do. But I think when you're in an improv class, it's more nervousness. It's just they think they have to keep talking to keep it moving. And if they stop talking, everything will stop.
But that could be in real life, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. People do. They talk because they're nervous sometimes.
They could be ego-centered, or they could be nervous, or whatever it is. And so what do you do to help people out of that one?
Tell them to shut up. And no.
Yes, and shut up. End scene.
No, sometimes I will actually call out and go, take a breath, you know, let the other person talk. Because, you know, I don't think they realize that they're doing it.
Right.
And they'll repeat themselves.
Even that. Oh, that's another one.
Yeah. Because they, you know, they've said what they have to say, but the other person didn't say anything back. So there's a dead spot. So I'll just say what I said again until you talk. And it's like, no, just wait. And they'll answer you.
Say it slightly different. See if they get it the same
right,
time.
Right, yeah. There's three different ways maybe, but still. It's like, okay, we got it already.
One of the ways is going to get through.
It's like if you're telling a joke, you want the punchline at the end of the joke. You can't have the punchline at the beginning and then have three or four more words because nobody will hear those words.
But you're not going to go very far.
The funny part of it is got to be the last word,
right.
You know, that takes you by surprise. And that's why comedians record their act when they're performing, and they listen back to see if they said it right or if they can take out a couple of words. Mm. There was a video of Jerry Seinfeld, some joke that he wrote, and he spent like a year crafting this joke so that, you know, so it was economical. And I think improv is the same way, and I feel like conversation should be the same way. Don't talk unless you really have something to say, you know. And say it as succinctly as you can, and then let's hear what the other person has to say.
And then listen.
And then listen. Yeah. That's a big part of it,
listening
too.
Listening is a huge part of improv. And that's another mistake people make, is they don't pay attention to what the other person is saying because they're thinking about what they're going to say next.
Right.
Which people also do in real life.
Right.
All the time.
All the time. Right. And you know what else people do is they don't listen.
What?
People. Oh, he tried to one-up me. That's awesome.
I remember being in school, and somebody would, either the teacher would tell us something or the student would say, and everybody else's class was, their hand was up the whole time because they couldn't wait to tell their version of the story of what happened. And they weren't listening to anybody else. They just wanted to talk next.
Interesting. Yes. Yes. I feel like improv should be taught in elementary schools because kids, they're doing it naturally. In their case, they're lying. It's called lying, or it's called avoiding, or it's called, you know, or not paying attention. It's all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in improv, you actually massage all that, so you turn it around and actually make it usable or funny in the case of comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, the fundamentals certainly can be helpful for that.
And it wouldn't hurt if we had more funny kids.
I always notice in improv, too, that people are way more generous. Like if there's a scene in a bar, the person will, what would you like? The drinks are on me.
Everybody's
buying. It's an improvised scene, you know? You take that person out after class, and there's no way they're buying you a drink.
Oh, you know, we might need to talk because, see, without giving out too much information, the actor in that play I was talking about is very ego-centered, but the play, the character, is very giving.
Oh.
And so I was thinking, it's like somebody said, you know, how could he be playing a part like that? And I said, I think he's trying to pretend at his later stage in life that that's who he really is. So.
Or he's just acting.
Or he's just acting.
I mean, you don't have to be the person that you're playing.
Yeah.
If you're acting, you could, you know, I'm trying to think of some famous actor that plays killers all the time. I don't think they've really killed anybody.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Right. Some people just like the contrast. You just like being nice once in a while.
Can I be nice every once in a while?
Would it kill you to be nice once?
Exactly. Oh, man. This is it. And it's funny stuff. It can be. And I think the more we're able to laugh at ourselves and at life, the more pleasant it is.
Yes, I think that's a big asset for improv, and that's when I've worked with people that are not actors, and I've done corporate events and stuff like that where I work with people in sales or whatever, and they don't know how to really handle certain situations, and you set them up in a real situation that could have the potential to really go bad, and show them how they can, with humor, deal with it.
Mm.
It gives them another option of how to do it.
I like that.
I mean, you know, the same kind of thing with you dealing with that guy at the reading.
Right.
You know, if you'd have said something that made him laugh, he probably would have changed his tune.
Ah, yes, that could have been better.
Or another way, you know.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Thank you. There's so many more things I want to ask you. We have to take a quick break. When you all are interested in learning either about the book or about Andy Goldberg or about his classes, if you're in Los Angeles, or actually hiring you for corporate and all that kind of stuff,
yeah,
right,
sure.
too?
Mm-hmm.
So Andy Goldberg's Improv Comedy Workshops on Facebook. Again, Andy Goldberg's Improv Comedy Workshops on Facebook. So we'll be right back with more of Andy Goldberg and a little later on, music by Privé Earth here on The Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo Volta, just sitting here with Mark Leisure and our guest, Andy Goldberg, who, of course, has written the improv comedy book, literally called Improv Comedy. He's also the director and founder of the legendary improvisational comedy troupe, Off the Wall. We've been covering so many topics.
You know, excuse me one second. You're saying it's literally called improv comedy, which it is.
Yes.
When I wrote it, wanted to call it No Joking, Please. Because there's a famous acting book called No Acting, Please.
Oh,
because when you're acting, we don't want to know you're acting.
Oh, yes.
We want to know you're being. You just are that person. We don't want you to, you know, to be acting. And the same thing with improv. That's why I wanted to call it No Joking, Please.
Because
the people who try to make jokes don't do that well with improv. The joke needs to come out of the situation, out of the character, out of the moment.
And in improv, sometimes even if it's not funny, it could be clever, and it could be right.
Yeah,
it could be
or interesting
or surprising.
Yeah, surprising.
Right.
Yeah. But Samuel French, who published the original book, wouldn't let me use that. They said they won't be able to find it in the bookstore, so we're calling it improv comedy.
Okay. Well, and now we know the rest of the story.
Now we get the story.
Well, thank you for that. Well, I know that in the book there are, over 100 games or something?
Yeah, in the back, all kinds of improv games, some that I made up, some that I stole from various people over the years. But I credit them all in the beginning.
So a lot of people have heard about the improv games, and they think some of them think it's they're games for game's sake, and some of them know that the games have a purpose. What give us a couple games and how they serve improv?
Well, there's a lot of games with attitudes or emotions. There's one called Change of Emotions, and I always say that if you're going to do an improv scene, if nothing else, have an attitude, have an emotion, have a point of view about it, whether you're paranoid when you enter a store. I mean, let's say it's a scene, you're going to come in a store and buy a Slurpee. You could come in and paranoid. You could come in happy. You could come in aggravated. You could come in frustrated. There's so many different ways. You could come in mysteriously. Mm. And it's going to inform who your character is, who that person is entering the store, and it's going to make it more interesting than if you just come in and go, "Hi, I'd like a Slurpee." You know?
Plus, it's true to life, because when you go in to buy a Slurpee, you're thinking something on the way there. I'm thirsty. I can't believe it's so hot. Or I can't believe he did that or she did that. There's something going on.
Every time you're someplace, you came from someplace else.
Exactly.
Whether you were stuck in traffic on the way here to the studio today.
Right.
You know, or the...
That's why you came in like that.
I told you he would recognize that. I knew it would happen.
So how do you do the game?
Well, the change of emotion game is it's two people in a location and they're doing a scene, and then there's two callers and they each call emotions for the people.
Oh.
So you change the emotion as the scene is going on.
Wow. Now that would be helpful in a fight.
It would,
or in real life.
Yeah, or in real life, or on a date. You know, it would be like you know.
What do you do? Call out, change emotion, or what do you do? What do you? Simon Says. What do you say?
So you know, if you're in a bar and you go, oh, excuse me, because you passed the pretzels,
right?
And then somebody calls out for the other guy, possessive or whatever. Well, those are my pretzels.
You know, interesting. Kind of. And that could work the other way around too. Like you could see somebody do something in real life and say, "Ah, possessive." Ah, passive aggressive. I like this game.
Or, you know, it's like having the little guy on your shoulder, you know, and you know, ask her out, ask her out, you know.
Ah, interesting. Or,
you know, try being more charming. Maybe that will help. You know?
Wow. See, that's a good game. Okay, how about another one?
Oh, my goodness. Where's the book? let's see. Well,
I mean, they're always the ones like throw the ball and say this. And, you know, there are those that people don't understand that yet they're fun and all that. But it jogs your memory to think fast, to change quickly.
Yes.
From one thought process to another, to think of something fast. And that's something we need, too.
There's a game that I just actually learned.
Oh,
So it's not in the book.
But, oh, this is fresh.
But we could play this.
101.
We could play this really fast if you want to.
Oh, I don't know. Tell us what it is, Bruce.
Let's count to three, and we'll both say a word.
Okay.
Any word. Ready?
All right.
One, two, three.
Table.
Okay, so you said hat. I said table.
Right.
Okay. Now we're going to count to three again, and let's both try and say a word, and both try to say the same word that melds table and hat.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have something?
Yes.
Okay. One,
two, three. Magician.
Furniture. Oh, magician. Oh, see, now that's good. I wish I'd have thought of that.
Well, I was thinking while you were talking.
Yeah.
I was going to say Habel.
Habel.
Habel. That's a different game.
Or Tat.
No, but yes, so you did. You combined those two. But the idea is, you know, is to try and be in tune with the other person.
Ah.
Very clever.
Wow. Because
you want that when you're in an improv scene. You want to be on the same page.
You want that when you're in a relationship.
Yes, you do.
Okay. I think we've proved our point. What do you think? Improv. It's not just for breakfast anymore.
Or magicians.
Or magicians. Well, I tip my hat to you. Thank you for writing the book and for all that you're doing. And I look forward to working with you.
Yes, me too. It took us a long time to connect, but I'm glad we finally did.
I know.
And, it was
here.
A pleasure for me to be here today.
And me too. And it's a pleasure for me to be here too. and me too. And to have you, of course. But one last thing. So people actually teach courses off this book, right? It's like...
I have known people who do that, yes.
Is it, are, they should get a we copy tell of them, the book don't do that?
We, yes.
Stop no. What, you put the book out there, you know.
People are going to do what they do.
I think so.
Okay. Well,
as long as they buy the book.
As long as they buy it, that's right. Okay. Well, very good. Well, the book is actually available on Amazon. All you have to do is put in improv comedy Andy Goldberg, and you find it right away.
Yeah, just make sure you're getting the 20th anniversary edition.
Yeah, you'll want the latest.
I won't go into the whole thing about the first edition and how Amazon got the IMDb mixed up, but...
Right. And then the workshops at Andy Goldberg's Improv Comedy Workshops on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for being with us, and I'm glad we covered
thank
all this
guys.
Ground.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate being here.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be back with music by Privé Earth. This is more excitement after this on The Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized.
It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorotheyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. This is very exciting. I have been excited at knowing that Privé Earth was going to be in the studio with us. There's such a story to tell about him. Listen to this. A Grammy ballot for Best Rock Song and Best Rock Performance, appearance on VH1's Top 20 Countdown, number one rating in the world in Reverb Nation, charts with over 23 million video views, Artists of the Week, and Top 25 Best New Acts of 2015, according to Music Connection magazine. I also could go on and on, but we have him here, and it's exciting. It's Ivan Smirnov and Privé Earth. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. And the first song I'm going to play is called The End of the Broken World.
Well, before we get to the end of the broken world, I have to say, as I was thinking about what I learned about your life leading up to this moment, I was thinking how that too was one improv moment after another improv moment after another. And where did you learn, or how did you persevere from one moment to the next?
Well, transitions is, you know, always, it's always a hard thing to do. Transitions is, for me, the core in me that kept me going is pretty much my music, the faith in that I have in my own talent, and that I'm able to continue in life and be in demand, so to speak, as a musician. And obviously the people, or at least one person that you know that truly loves you and truly believes in you in life, is what always helps. They always help you make that transition and get to the next level. And I guess positive role models that I've been looking up to, anyone from, you know, from great rock stars like John Lennon to God. Which is funny mentioning both in the same sentence.
Yeah. Well, no, God is a great musician.
Yeah. Imagine, but you know, well, you know what I mean. Role models and the spiritual presence, the faith in the sense of that you believe that there is an order in the world, that it's not just chaotic space.
You know, you immigrated to the United States from the Soviet Union.
No. Well, I was born in the Soviet Union, but immigrated from, it was already Russia.
It was already Russia.
Time,
okay.
Yes.
Wow. So there was that change.
Yeah, it was a crazy change of weather too. So it's become really hot. It was really hot here.
Right now it is. Yes.
It's crazy.
Thank you for weathering the weather to be here. Well, you know what? When the earth is no longer broken, maybe we can fix the thermostat as well. So what are we going to be hearing today? So something about when the earth...
Actually, the fixing earth. So, and Private Earth is going to do that. The song I want to do is actually a charity single in the making, which we're working on with... I'm bringing on board a few celebrity musicians, and at this time we're kind of getting this ball rolling. It's called The End of the Broken World, and I'd love to play for you guys.
Well, this is beautiful because I know that you are working with so many people to turn this into something that will benefit so many, And it's special that you have chosen to share it here on the Life Changers show. So here is Ivan Smirnov as Privet Earth.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that again. I'm sorry. Is it okay if I do Ivan Smirnov and Privet Earth together? Or would you rather just say Privet Earth?
You can just say Ivan Smirnov of Privet Earth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brent. So here is Ivan Smirnov of Privet Earth singing The End of the Broken World.
Yes.
Live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changers show.
Open up the blinds. You see the world is ending right before your eyes. It's time to stop pretending all the wars we had were demons in our heads. So why did we let them out? It's the end of the broken world, laying in the dark. It's the end of the broken world. We all matter now, the north and the south. Let's begin, yeah. Make the new world take another step. No matter where you stand, it's H-E-L-P, help. Sinai to Battle Clan, let ignorance and hate never rule this place. Just hear what the children say.
Thank you so much, Ivan Smirnov and Privet Earth. Privet Earth, what does the Privet part mean?
Privet means hello.
Hello?
In Russian.
In Russian?
Yes. Very simple. So, hello, Earth.
Wow.
It's just the, you know, open message.
Wow. This is going to be part of, this is a single, but is it?
Yeah.
Part of another album that you're working on?
Yeah, I'm kind of gearing up, and I have enough material now to gear up to do the third album. And this is kind of a leading single in a sense. This, the single, the message, the whole thing. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's the door to the new album.
Wow. So the second album actually came out recently.
And the second album, yes. It's come out recently on Spectrum Music Group. It's available on iTunes everywhere. It's called Breaking the Ice.
Breaking the Ice.
Yeah.
And also, for people to learn more about you, they could go to Privet Earth, and I'll spell that, P-R-I-V-E-T, Earth, E-A-R-T-H.com. Also, it's Prevent Earth on Facebook and Twitter and Reverb Nation.
Instagram. As well, yeah.
So, and they can also hear the music on Reverb Nation as well, right?
Yeah, they can hear The End of the Broken World, which is now a high production demo. They can hear it as well, on Reverb Nation.
Wow, that's an exciting project. Thank you so much for doing it. And thank you for sharing it here with us on Life Changes.
Yeah, I want to just say a few words about The End of the Broken World. It's a charity project. We're gonna record a single and do in order to raise funds for World Vision charity to donate to the victims of terrorism and refugees all over the world. So this is our goal.
Refugees of War through World Vision Charity Organization.
Yes. So,
very nice. Yes. Very good. So keep us in the loop on that so we can help promote it when it comes out.
Definitely. I'll let you guys know.
Absolutely. So now, this next piece, tell us about it.
Well, I was preparing for the show and I decided to do a song on the piano, another one on the guitar. I was pretty set on The End of the Broken World, but I was like just messing around with stuff and decided to do a premiere.
A premiere?
Decided to do a song that I have never played live in front of the audience ever in my life. It's a new song called Underwater. So I kind of feel a little bit underwater right now because, I'm excited and a little nervous because it's going to be like the birth of the baby.
Well, this is exciting. And Blitz Rock, tell us what that means.
Blitz Rock is my self-branded genre of music, which rock essentially. And it mixes punk rock, classical music and a little bit of electronic as well, EDM. And now I'm all acoustic, so...
Right
now it's acoustic blitz rock. when you hear it in production, you will hear different elements colliding, combining, mixing, and blitz rock is kind of my own statement musically.
Kind of like the sound of acoustic blitz as well.
Acoustic blitz.
Acoustic blitz. I like that. Yeah. I should remember that. Yeah.
Well, it's recorded, so you could hear it again later.
Awesome.
Well, great. Well, thankfully, this will be recorded too, so we could hear it again and again. I'm very excited about hearing Underwater.
Underwater.
Well, can I ask you?
Actually, the second name of it is Mariana Trench, which is the deepest place on Earth.
It's very underwater.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very underwater,
Okay. Well, there's something with you and water. I actually posted on the internet on our webpage for you on the Life Changes show, Dive, which is you and a bunch of other people and musicians. Yeah. I mean, and instruments all in the water.
Yes, it was me and my band in the water. We did an underwater video like a year ago, I believe, and also a song, a single, Dive, and that was a crazy experience. To say the least.
It's very cool. People should watch it.
Yeah.
So had I known, we would have brought a little pool in for you.
Yeah,
so.
I'd get naked and things would just get out of hand.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear Ivan Smirnov with Privé Earth singing Underwater here at the Life Changes show live in Studio NoHo.
See the light coming from your distant smile, and I'm drowning here, my love. Haven't been so lucky, a lucky third strike for the world we live in it, and I'm drowning here, my love. And she's so deep, so beautiful, but you're the one I'm waiting for. Stretch your hands, pull me from my man. Strange. Korea, Hollywood, I'll follow you, my love. But she's so deep, beautiful, but you're the one I waited for. Straight your head, pull me through, my Marietta Trench. I'm underwater, say the one you love. I'm underwater, say the one you
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ivan Smirnov and Privet Earth.
And you're the first people who heard it live today.
We are privileged. Thank you so much. Thank you for honoring us this way.
Thank you so much for having me.
So beautiful. Privet Earth, P-R-I-V-E-T, Earth, E-A-R-T-H.com is the website. And, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, and on Instagram, etc., Privet Earth. You will find him and his music. Enjoy, because we just have. Thank you so much. That sounded good. What was it?
It sounded great.
No, what was it that you said in Russian?
Oh, that was thank you very much in Russian, yes.
Okay, well, thank you for saying it in Russian.
But I'm saying the sound and everything was great. Just so,
oh, yes. Well,
thank you to the sound guy.
Thank you to Brent Hahn for that.
Yes,
absolutely.
Well. Yeah.
And so thank you to you, Ivan, and thank you to you, Andy, for being our guests today.
Thank you, Andy. It was a very interesting conversation, and I actually learned some stuff from it. Yeah.
And thank you to the good doctor as well.
I'm looking forward to checking it out.
I'll be riding home with Andy.
Yeah, I might need that doctor. Need this business card.
With that, thanks again to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good. And also thank you to BBS Radio and Doug Newsom, our program manager. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, saying if your life changed even remotely like ours changed tonight, well, then we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show.
Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.